Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I greatly desired Apollos to come unto you with the brethren. But notice something. But his will was not at all to come at this time. But he will come when he shall have a convenient time. We learn a lot from this one verse. We learn, first of all, that Paul did not sit as commander-in-chief over the apostles or over other men of God. Notice real quick. Let me repeat. Paul did not sit as the big dog, the commander-in-chief, and tell everybody what they had to do. Notice he says, I want him to come to you. That's my desire. But he don't want to. I'm talking to Paul. So maybe it's not in my notes, but I will add this. I wouldn't want to be part of a church that some hierarchy will move a pastor around. You know, there are denominations. Are y'all aware of this? There are churches and denominations, even in our ranks, not independent Baptists, but some Baptists, but mainly outside the Baptist circle, that they actually will move pastors around. And there's elders and there's boards and all. I wouldn't want to be nowhere near that. You know, each church has what we call a congregational rule. That's the way it should be, and we see that here. That each church stands independently of each other. There is no hierarchy over us here at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. There's no outside influence that would come in here and tell the congregation, well, I think we're going to remove Pastor Walt Lanier and put somebody else in his place. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad of that? If y'all want to get rid of me, y'all do this and not some outside of this wall. So we see this, the principle here about where the Apostle Paul, even though he was at that time, there was nobody like the Apostle Paul. All the churches he was starting, all that apostle, all even the authority that he had. He said, I'm not usurping my will over the will of others. We see that here in this passage of Scripture. It's interesting. He did not dictate his will to Apollos or to other ministers. And there's my note here. There is no scriptural basis for preachers or elders to usurp authority over others and move them from place to place at their will. We call it congregational rule. Apollos was an influential person and an eloquent speaker. Turn me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 18. We're introduced to a fellow by the name of Apollos. And just the next few verses tells us a lot about Apollos. Okay? We find in verse number 24 that he was an eloquent speaker. In other words, he knew all the right words to say and when to say it and how to say it and how to keep people's attention. He was good at what he does. He was an eloquent man, and he noticed something else. He was mighty in Scripture. He knew the Word of God at the best of his ability. We're going to find out later that there are some things about baptism. I'll probably read the rest of this, and he kind of jumped the thing about baptism, but yet the Bible says he was mighty in Scripture. He knew God's Word pretty well. When he came to Ephesus, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And I like this next term. He was fervent in the Spirit. You know what fervent means? F-E-R-V-E-N-T. Fervent. What does that word mean? Huh? Yes, he was on fire for the Lord. He had that zeal. But in this case, there was a little bit, he had zeal without knowledge about this proper baptism. We'll look at that in just a minute. I ain't going to dwell on it, but we'll see it in just a second. But he was fervent in the Spirit. I mean, he was on fire. He spake and he taught diligently the things of the Lord. So he was diligent in his Bible teaching his preaching, and man, he was on fire. And I think that's one thing that drew the church at Corinth to Apollos, was his preaching. I remember Daddy years ago, he used to say this, and I use this when I go on revivals, and you've heard this before. Do you know why so many churches today are cold and frozen? Because they have a polar bear in the pulpit. You couldn't say that about Apollos, okay? He was fervent in the fire. He would keep people's attention. And so Paul was a different kind of preacher. And so turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Remember, Paul had been at Corinth. He's writing about Apollos had been at Corinth. Others had been there. But notice this. Let's begin in verse number 3. Because Paul mentions Apollos here early in the letter. For ye are yet carnal, speaking of the church at Corinth. Whereas there is among you envying. This is a question. Why is there envying and strife and divisions among you? Are you not yet carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I'm of Paul. Remember, these are divisions in the church at Corinth. There are some members that say, hey, I follow Paul. Others say, I'm of Apollos. Are you not yet carnal? So you see, there's a division in church. Some like Paul's preaching, and some like Apollos' preaching. And then I love this. Let's go on a little farther. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? Again, it goes back to the thing about Timothy. We're the same. We're ministers of Christ. We're here just propagating. There's no big I, no little I. I've planted. Apollos watered. Remember, the Apostle Paul started the church at Corinth. He left after 18 months. Apollos followed the Apostle Paul shortly after. Obviously, after the Apostle Paul left, started the church. And here comes that powerful preacher, the Apollos, who's fervent in the Spirit. And he's an eloquent speaker. And so some of them Corinthian believers, boy, I really like this guy. Nothing wrong with that. But they were putting Apollos over on a different level when they should all be the same. And Paul is addressing that. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. It's interesting. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. So you see, Paul is addressing this thing about Apollos. There are some people there who loved Apollos. He had left. It's interesting. But I notice that there was no animosity or jealousy. When he's writing back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, as touching our brother Apollos, the word touching, I'm back in 1 Corinthians 16, the word touching means concerning our brother Apollos, because they knew Apollos very well, that church. He said, I really want him to come to you. He'd help you. He'd be a benefit to you. But right now, Apollos isn't going to come. He has some other plans. But eventually, I hope he comes. So you see, you could learn a lot from that one verse, again, about the authority and all, or the lack of it, and that there was no animosity or jealousy, because Paul did call him brother. By the way, you know there's a lot of jealousy among preachers and animosity among, maybe because one has a big church and one has a little church. And it's the one who has a big church. The one who has a little church says, well, he must be doing something wrong because his church is growing. Or maybe the church guy in the big church looks down at the guy in the little church and says, well, he must be doing something wrong because his church ain't growing. You know, both of them are probably wrong. God puts men in different places. Time flies. I talked to a preacher just, maybe been 2 months now, about the same issue.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.